It's time for the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 19, Episode 1, Gone Fishing. We're going to Cuba, and then we've got some Noah stuff happening. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you haven't already, go to YouTube and search for AfterBuzz TV's drama channel. That's right, this is a drama because it's dramatic. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm so excited to be joined here
by Taylor Gates.
Yay! I was mid-sentence and then stopped.
Took it away.
We're talking Season 19, Episode 1. That's right, the season premiere of Season 19, Gone Fishing.
Go fish.
All right, before we jump into the episode, I would like to remind everyone of the RAIN hotline. This is the National Sexual Assault Hotline, 1-800-656-4673, 1-800-656-4673. They're available 24 hours a day. They also have an online chat, so check that out. That is RAIN, R-A-I-N-N. Okay, now that you have that, we will warn you that this show sometimes gets serious. This episode, like many of them, get real weird and dark and terrible things happen, and the only way to get through them is to make terrible jokes. They're great jokes. Terrible content. Yep.
Yeah.
So you've been warned. This is considered a trigger warning. If this is not for you, we apologize that you shouldn't be here. Yes. Perfectly timed.
That was very good, Steve. Thank you so much.
Okay. We're going to start with the plot of the episode because...
we're going to start with the whole thing.
That's how the show works. There's a plot, and then we have other things to talk about. Okay, so Finn is in Cuba.
Cuba.
Which, to be fair, looked very much like this is a Cuba set.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I was like, this is so fake.
It's a Cuba set. It's a set of Cuba.
It cracked me up, though. The first time and the second time, I was just like, oh, this is Warner Brothers. Like, this is not Havana.
Again, watching it, you know, because we saw it when it premiered. But watching it now, I was like, girl, that rest of that walkway is painted.
Yeah.
There isn't, that's the wall.
I thought for a hot sec that the wife was Gal Gadot. It looked like her so much for a second. I was like, oh my God, they got her. No, they didn't.
You think I wouldn't know that Gal Gadot was on SVU? Please.
I mean, me too, but I was just like, whoa, like maybe they got her.
Nah. So Finn kidnaps Byron Marks, played by Will Chase, for Nashville fans. He's on Nashville.
I do not watch Nashville.
Great. So he played Byron Marks. Apparently, this is what I read today. There was an SVU character previously called Dr. Byron Marks, who is played by Daniel McDonald in Season 2. Not only did they reuse that name, but his lawyer, who is played by Peter Jacobson, that we all know is very clearly the pimp Ganzel.
Yeah,
right?
Repeat offenders.
Very clearly Ganzel played a character named Dworkin. Hilariously, Richard Kind was on the show previously as a character named Dworkin.
Oh,
it's one
gosh.
Of my favorite episodes because we know his name is Dworkin because the limo driver wrote Dworkin. And he's like, Dworkin?
What season is this?
Oh, don't ask me the season.
Is
but
it
it's
long,
the,
long time
no,
ago?
No, it was a recenter episode. It's the episode where Eames comes in from
Criminal Tech. Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
Great episode. So he plays a character named Dworkin. Richard Kind plays a character named Dworkin. And they just tweeted, Richard Kind is going to appear as a lawyer later this season. And I tweeted back at them being like, did Dworkin get a law degree?
Dworkin got a law
Apparently,
degree.
Apparently, this Dworkin got a law degree.
They reuse their name so much. They renewed the name Harris, the last name Harris, like almost every episode I've noticed. It's wild.
That's so funny. But Jacobson apparently played this character. According to fans, he played Randolph J. Dworkin, a federal court attorney, in the original Law and Order.
Oh, interesting.
Look at me full of fun facts.
So
You're
many.
Welcome.
The funnest of facts.
Thank you. Okay, so Finn kidnaps him and brings him back to the States because he raped three women. He's a DNA match, and two out of the three will not testify, but who will? Carla, played by Amy Smart.
She's great.
I love her, and I think she did great here.
She did very great.
And her terrible, that's the polite word, husband, I wrote a different word, husband Frank. He is a piece of crap.
He's the worst. I thought it was going to come.
Thank you.
Exactly. I thought he was going to come back in and like be abusive. You know what I mean?
No, he's just a jerk.
He just sucks. Like, that's all his purpose was, is just being the worst.
Oh, I was so annoyed.
Me too. I was like, why? Like, if he's not going to come back, what's the point of him to be just like, I just hated him so much.
I would have been okay if when we came in and she was holding the gun on Byron Marks, if he was dead. Like, I thought she would have, you know what I mean? Like, she killed her husband and then did this.
That would have been something.
That's what I thought. Watching it a second time, I was like, oh, right, she killed her husband. Nope.
Nope, he just still disappeared. Hanging out there. I hope she divorces him soon, because he's terrible.
Oy. Okay, so they go to court, and it turns out the question is, did Finn kidnap him? How did we not catch this? Like, no, he didn't stumble upon the guy and then convince the police to let him have him.
Of course not. It's Finn.
Yeah,
and
that's
he's
not
in Cuba randomly. Like, come on.
Silly.
Silly.
So silly.
No way.
And then we get to the coolest part of the episode, where they're arguing case law. Okay.
Tell me all about case law.
Okay. So, Barbara presents the Kerr Frisbee Doctrine, which I have pulled up. So good. Okay. So, in Kerr versus Illinois, in 1886, I can read. A messenger forcibly kidnapped a defendant from Peru and brought him back to the U.S., even though he had been sent to Peru with a valid warrant, instructing him to obtain the defendant with the cooperation of local authorities. Addressing Kerr's due process challenge, the Supreme Court held that such forcible abduction is no sufficient reason why the party should not answer when brought within the jurisdiction of the court. Meaning,
so it was fine.
It's fine. Apparently, you're allowed to.
I mean, go for it then, I guess.
So the response that was given, boom, another law. The guy played by the non-Genzel said he brought up U.S. versus Tuscanino.
Tuscanino.
Tuscanino, which sounds like it could be related to Carisi. And in this case, Tuscanino appeals from a narcotics conviction, saying that he was, hold on, I got it. He contends that the court acquired jurisdiction over him unlawfully through abduction of U.S. agents who kidnapped him from Uruguay, used illegal electronic surveillance, and tortured him and abducted him to the U.S.
But was it torture?
Was it torture?
But his argument, like the dog in the car, yeah, was so good.
It's such a good argument.
Like, he was an extra lawyer. But I was like, wow, that is some good lawyering.
I mean, it is a really good argument.
Yeah.
I like that what Finn's argument back was
I
like.
I checked on him.
No, that wasn't the part. The part where he was like, yeah, I would break a window and then arrest the guy because that's the law.
Yeah.
But this was not a dog, so I didn't have to.
So it was fine. It's just a human. So whatever.
Silly. So silly. So apparently being in a van for 4 hours is not torture.
Thank you.
These are great
today.
Just
the ruling on that.
Yes. Okay, so then Cuba jumps in. That was also hilarious.
Yeah, they're just like,
we're here.
But here's Cuba coming in,
yeah,
from left field.
Yes. Coming in from left field, that Cuba sounds like a good segue.
Yep. A nice segue.
I segued.
Anyway, do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those of you who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversation with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the SVU After Show, who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Heck yes.
Heck yes.
Coming in from left field, Maria Menounos. But to be fair, her stuff is so good.
It's so good.
She's got very entertaining interviews, and they're educational.
Absolutely.
And I don't have a big sister, so, you know, I got Maria.
Neither do I. I am the big sister, and I need one.
I don't have any sisters.
You know, do you have any sisters?
No, I have brothers. That's why I make dirty jokes.
There you go.
So Cuba.
So Cuba.
Cuba jumps in, and the wife shows up, and she's like...
Gal Gadot.
Not Gal Gadot, please. Wife shows up and is like, no, you can't extradite him, because if you do, it'll hurt. So, like, okay, so if I understand correctly, the issue is Cuba has to show up and go, you can't extradite him because doing so hurts a Cuban.
Yes.
That is what they said, that because you've taken him, that affects someone in Cuba, and that's not okay.
I guess so.
And so her argument is, he has a daughter.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's not. If it was like he is supporting a family of 15, he's the only breadwinner.
They did not expand on that at all. They're just like, listen, he has a daughter.
Right. He also, you are there. You are the wife. There is a daughter. She's got a parent.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they really should have like made the stakes a little bit higher. He's a firefighter.
He's the only firefighter.
In Cuba.
Yes, in all of Havana.
He's the only one that can put up the fire.
Yeah. We don't know what to do. Do we put water on it? No? Okay.
I don't know. We need Byron.
Byron Marks. Solo firefighter. The breadwinner of a family of 15. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they really should have made mistakes.
He's got a daughter.
He has Teresa.
Yeah. Okay. So then they let him out. They release him on ROR. Why Barbara didn't argue that the last time he, because so, okay, when they released him, Barbara was like, no, he raped a bunch of women. Not last time when he was in custody, he left the country.
To Cuba.
You're like, what is wrong? That's the case you make. Not he's a rapist. No, he's a flight risk.
Yes.
Please use your legal terms. It's like they don't know.
SMH.
It's like they do not know the law.
And you do because you read up on it.
I have read up on it. I also watch a lot of this show.
There you go.
I could be a lawyer. Okay, so SVU follows him. And then we get Law School Carisi. It's kind of like
Carisi.
A reminder that he went to law school.
I know. I love how they just throw it in there every so often. They were with like, Amanda. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. No. Okay. So this moment, I went, was this just to be like, hey, we know you've been on hiatus all summer. It's the season premiere.
Remember
Carisi
this.
Went to law school. You're welcome.
Probably.
It's dumb.
It's pretty smooth.
So he starts arguing jurisdiction with Rollins, and she's like, stop.
Yeah, she's like, enough. Which, I hear this all day. Let's talk about something else. It's like, I get that. I get that.
She was like, tell me about your dreams.
Tell me about your dreams.
Gross. Okay, so Byron Marks escapes and goes to Carla's house to convince her not to testify.
Which, like, how stupid are you?
I don't know.
That's ridiculous. Because I was like, oh, Carla kidnapped him from that... No, he went there on his own terms.
Well, because he still thought he had power over her.
Stupid. Where was her husband also? Do we know?
I think she killed him.
That's our... For real, though.
Like, headcanon, he died.
He died. Okay, I mean, I like that one. But they probably should have answered that question, yeah.
He was at work.
Okay, it was like 9 o'clock.
No, he does not seem like someone who works.
Maybe he works second shift or something.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem like someone who works, period.
Okay, that's fair.
He seems like the guy who sits at home like a jerk.
Yeah. Maybe he was like out drinking with the buddies or something then.
That I'd believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not at work. He was out drinking. You're welcome, everyone. And then he had a heart attack and died. Yes.
He needs to be gone. We're never going to see him again, but we just need to know that he's never coming back.
Yes. So good. Okay, so she's holding a gun on him. And then it's like, remember what you did? And I was like, oh, is she going to pee on him?
I know.
Because I was like, I remember that that's what happened. Sorry, spoiler. But I was like, oh, she peed on him? Oh, no. She wanted him to beg.
Meh. I was like, that was an intense scene, though. Anytime there's like, there's two guns and mm-hmm. Olivia has one of them, you know that it's going to get real. Like in Charisma, you know, with the girl, the cult leader. It was She was like, hand that to me. And the townhouse one with the redheaded kid.
Townhouse incident?
Not townhouse incident. Mm. I think it had the word townhouse. No, Father Shadow. Sorry, Father Shadow. The one with the redheaded kid and his dad.
Oh, no, isn't that? Yeah, Father Shadow.
Father Shadow.
Right. That's the one with the producer and Carrie Underwood was the guest star.
No, Miranda Lambert.
Same thing.
Okay.
You knew who I meant.
I knew who you meant.
The country singer that's blonde.
I didn't want people to like slander you in the comments, okay?
I don't listen to country, and I can't tell blondes apart. Sorry.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. But also, yeah. They're the same.
They're the same person. Right? It's fine. Some conspiracy theory. Last week you had the Will Sasso theory.
That theory, year, I'm sorry, last week good. I was right. I'm going to be right. You'll see.
It's a good one. But this one, now it's Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert are the same person.
They're not. I just don't know the difference.
That's fair enough. But yeah, anyway, anytime.
I saw Miranda Lambert in my head, too, when I said Carrie Underwood.
It's all good. It's all good.
They're blonde country singers, yes?
Blonde country singers,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so the redhead, who's also the Joker-ish kind of on Gotham, or he was,
and he's
or,
in, Shameless.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I was like, it starts with an S.
That was a great episode.
It was a great episode.
And the dad is from Spinal Tap. The dad's a comedic actor, which is why it's even funnier that he was raping everybody.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
That was good.
There you go.
All right.
But yeah, anytime.
Back to this episode.
Yeah, anytime Olivia's pointing a gun at someone who also has a gun,
right.
It's getting real.
Yeah, but in the one with him, she didn't have a gun. With the producer. I think you're talking about anytime someone's holding someone hostage and Olivia's there and is like, put the gun on me.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Like,
that's right.
Like
that's
in the episode with Milo Ventimiglia also, where she's like, just put the gun,
put the gun on me. Yeah.
So then when they have that discussion where she's talking to Barbara and she's like, I have a kid, I can't do this. I was like, but you're going to. Like,
yeah, I was like, you've done this only about 17 times that we've seen.
Right, but like that's just how you are. You
now
think
she has a kid.
Whatever, she in the moment thinks about the victim.
Yeah,
her
sure.
kid's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Her kid's got Uncle Barbara and Uncle Rafa and Carisi and Aunt
Amanda.
Barbara.
Stop. I think it's kind of cute.
We will get to know everyone.
We'll
calm down.
We'll get to that.
Okay. So she's like, put the gun on me. Carla makes him beg. The gun goes off. Everyone's fine.
Yeah. I was like, it wasn't even pointing
it
near
anyone.
No, it
was clearly at the roof.
I was like, not scared. It was fine.
Carla goes to give her statement.
Yes.
This moment I loved.
Yeah. That was good.
Although I have some questions. So this moment, Carla's giving her statement to the wife. She's like, he cut my face, and then he raped me, and then he urinated on me. So the wife is like,
Yikes.
Right? Like that. I'm sorry. What kind? I thought you were supposed to be like the stand by your man kind of wife.
Nah. She dropped him fast.
She dropped him real fast.
Good, though. Like, I was proud of her.
I think it was because Benson was like, you have a kid? I have a kid.
I know. I think it's bonded. It's like she's like the new Elliot, like talking about kids
yeah,
all
but
the time.
Then they show Carla's face and she's like, what's happening
yeah,
here?
She's like, why is this what we're talking about?
Right. Like, I'm sorry. My statement wasn't enough. The fact that you have a child.
The fact that they both have toys is really bonding them.
I'm sorry. Your husband raped me and peed on me, but no.
She has a doll. So right? That's what's going to change things. Okay? Oh. Incredible.
So when Benson says, do you really want him to raise your daughter? He rapes women and then urinates on them. So good. I thought that was, this is going to sound weird. That twist that he peed on her just like made it like from a, like a plain SVU episode to like a what
that's
SVU
true.
Episode.
That's just like, oh my God, that's so far. That's just another step, you
right,
know?
Right, because it's all about power.
Yeah.
So like, it's not just that he took all this power, he's like, you're not even worth it.
Yeah, that's awful.
I took this and then peed on you.
That's freaking awful.
Yes.
But yet they're going to talk about teddy bears, so it's
right.
fine. Whatever.
So the wife's like,
yikes.
So you can keep him here? And she's like, yes. And then Barbara says something in Spanish.
There was no subtitles.
There were
so
no
I was
subtitles.
Like, uh-huh.
Anyone speak Spanish? Yo don't.
Yo no.
Nope. Took.
Yo no puedo.
Many years. Got nothing. Anyway, the wife's like, can I go home now to Cuba?
Yeah, she's not even going to stay.
No,
for like,
she's like, screw this, can I go?
She's not going to see the sights. She's not going to the statue. No. She's going home. bye-bye.
And that was the case.
That was it. And then, but yes. I did like the line where, because I even wrote it down because I liked it so much.
Oh, yeah.
Where Barbara's like, well, the extra lawyer is like, can we make a deal? Yeah. And Barbara's like, as long as he does double digits and the first one is two. And I was like, oh, that's a good one. I liked that one.
I wanted to make, what about three? We're not going to try for three?
No, just two, I guess.
You raped three women. But 10 years each.
Three women. First digit is two.
Mm-hmm.
First digit two.
Wait, the first digit could have been three.
That's true. It should be, but you whatever. Know, this is the justice system.
The criminal justice system.
This is so heinous.
With our lead squad.
Well, I hate us anyway.
We're so good.
We're so funny.
Okay, I would like to take a moment, if I may.
You may.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for the SVU After Show. We're not done yet. We still have Noah to talk about. But we ask you to do a very simple thing for us. Go to iTunes, subscribe. That way you don't miss a single episode, especially now that we're doing everything out of order. You're welcome. And hit us with a comment. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. And if you don't like us, 4 stars is the lowest that it goes. The other stars, they do not work. They are broken. They've been broken for 19 seasons. You're welcome. I broke them. I peed on them.
Well, y'all, too far.
Too far? Okay. So we ask you to rate and review. Bang on the keyboard. Write us some comments. Write us some emojis. There were no new reviews. I assume Guys, because people didn't know we were back.
Probably not.
Also because we started out of order. So, sorry.
We're going back now, though.
Yeah, so. We're going to cover it all.
Yes.
All 19 seasons.
All of every single one.
Boy. So go and do that on iTunes. And then also, we're on a new channel on YouTube. If you have not noticed, this is the AfterBuzz Drama channel. So please subscribe there. That way you know this is happening.
Yes.
And then it's you can helpful. See yeah, then you can see what episode and what we look like. We're so pretty. Okay. I guess we could talk about him.
Stop.
Okay, this is a new Noah.
It's Noah.
Noah. I love it.
I've been sitting on that one for a while.
I'm so proud of you. That's a great one. Here's the thing about Noah. He is
adorable.
My favorite Noah we've had.
Well, there's been twins, so I guess there's been like three technically.
So there was the baby.
Oh, that's true. There was like the newborn.
There was, well, I don't know the newborn. I mean the baby, like the one that she started found fostering.
Found in a little.
The one in the drawer was the drawer. Same one that she fostered?
Was it? I don't know.
Girl, I don't look at the babies. So there was a baby. And then there was, last season, there was that dark-haired one, the like really dark-haired one.
Mm-hmm.
When they discovered he was Johnny D's, I was like, and they do that whole, like, if his dad's bad, will he be bad? That kid had no mm-hmm. emotion. And I was positive that they were like, oh, he's going to be a sociopath. It would be fascinating. And now all of a sudden he's like, so happy.
He's cute. Like, I'm going to give it to him. He's cute. Except for it's so funny because his hair went from being like this straight to like strawberry curls. Blonde and like super curly.
Yeah. This is my favorite Noah. That doesn't mean I like him. He's just the best of the worst.
He's like, he's pretty cute. He has some energy, which I like. Yes. Like, you can tell they're bonding. Yeah. Yeah, he's trying.
Nothing against the actors, the best of the actors that we've had.
Yeah.
I don't care for children.
Yeah. So it's like you're not going to win with her no matter what you do.
But the best of them. So, yeah,
so there you go.
That's a win. Okay. So Noah. I like Noah. That a lot. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Okay. So we start the episode with him going, I wish Lucy was my mommy. And Benson, I thought, was going to be like, so hurt.
Now she just shuts him down. She's like, well.
You're stuck with me. Yeah. Which, yeah, I get why he would want the nanny to be his mom.
Right.
She's the one who's there all the time and probably lets him have candy when mom would say no.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
And then he almost gets hit by a taxi.
Because she lets go of his hand, and the second she did that, I was like, girl, you know that nothing good happens when you let go.
Nah, I'm sorry. She needs to train that thing better.
That thing? Like a leash or something?
Yeah, like the backpack thing.
Backpack leashes?
What, if your kid is the kind of kid that runs off into the street, then yeah, you put it on a leash. No?
All right. Okay, that's fine.
I'm obviously going to be a great mom. Whatever. So He almost gets hit by a taxi. She grabs him by the arm, and then he's got a bruise, and the school nurse is like, how did you get this bruise?
That's
and
he goes, a crazy nasty bruise, though, if you saw that.
Yeah, it was fingers.
Yeah, but I don't know. Does that happen when... It didn't look like she grabbed him that hard.
She lifted him by one arm.
Okay.
Like, so he's there, she grabs the arm and, like,
it seems swings him around and grabs him. Me. I was like, oh, she just one foul swoop, like.
Yeah, with an arm.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But I was just like, that's some damage.
So the school nurse is like, there's a big old bruise on this kid. And he's like, yeah, mom gave it to me.
Yeah.
I like that she's like, we talked about lying. And he was like, you did. And she forgot?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was like, how do you forget that your kid almost gets hit by a taxi?
Like, yeah, you may have forgotten that you may have hurt him.
Yeah.
But you definitely don't forget that your child almost died that morning.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I don't understand why she just assumes he's lying. I'm like, there could have been so many, like, accidents that you would have, yeah, you know what I mean? In day-to-day life, like, especially if he bruises easily or something.
Apparently.
He apparently bruises pretty easily.
Yeah, I know. She, like, touched him and full hand.
Boom.
So then she's like, oh, tell everyone what happened. But you gotta tell the whole story.
Right.
Yeah, dumb kid.
I mean, kids don't think about that kind of stuff. They're just like, also, yeah.
The school nurse, how did you get that? Mommy gave it to me.
Oh, yikes. Yeah, no, that's the other thing. It's right. Like, you didn't think to ask anything beyond that? Like,
when? Oh, did mommy hit you? No, she picked me up because I almost got hit by a taxi.
Like, girl, you need to ask more questions. Yeah.
Okay. So, there's a knock at the door. I really like the moment where she's like, did you invite someone?
Yeah, I was like, that's cute.
That was cute. Of her. I didn't care for his part. and it's Cassidy.
Okay. But that doesn't last long.
Their banter was so cute for that, like, 30 seconds. Yes, and we'll get to that in predictions. Okay. But, like, the moment where she's like, how was Florida? And he was like, playing golf. And I was like, oh, that's so cute! And then he sees the kid. I was expecting him to be like,
what?
I have questions.
Well, does he not know about him?
I mean, he obviously does, because he is... out of retirement, a investigator and investigator for the DA, and he's taken on a case that SVU can't touch. Why? Because they're investigating Liv!
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's the word of the day. Yikes.
So he does know about him, obviously.
Right. I just didn't know. I forget when he left.
He left seasons ago.
Yeah.
So he did not know that she adopted him.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that he found out about the kid when he got the case. And I'm sure that at the office, this is all headcanon, at the office, he was like, what? I'm sorry, what?
First of all.
So, like, he calmed down. He was like, how old is it? Is it mine?
Oh, that's so true. Because she did buy a pregnancy test at one point.
Did she?
Yeah.
How did I forget that? Oh, I don't like kids. So, yeah, so I assume, like, all of his shock of her having a child, we just didn't see.
Okay. There's probably some fanfic about it.
Maybe.
I'm just going to plug fanfic every episode because, like, that's what I grew up on, man. I read it all.
I love it. Okay. We have some stuff we have to tell you. Anything final about Noah's storyline?
No.
Great. Okay. So here's some stuff that we have to tell you. Two things. First thing. I don't know why I'm talking like we're playing charades.
This is some game show level stuff here.
We have some deleted scenes.
We did. We have four. There's a lot of deleted scenes, and I will describe them to you very quickly.
So before you do that,
yes.
Is it possible for us to tweet them out later?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
So stick around, we will tell you where those will be tweeted out.
Yes.
In a bit, but four deleted scenes, and we're going to try to do that this season because SVU's social team has stepped up their game.
Yeah, yes. They're all on the NBC website, but I can definitely attach the links in my Twitter.
Wonderful.
And whatnot.
Tell us about these deleted scenes.
So the first deleted scene was Finn asking Carisi for hypothetical legal advice.
Oh!
Which was, like, really funny because Carisi obviously knew that he was asking for himself in the whole Cuba situation.
They're like, am I going to jail for arresting this guy
and
in Cuba?
And Cruz is like, well, hypothetically, you probably committed a felony in Cuba. And like, but he's like, but I don't know all the answers yet because lawyers never know the answers. They have to look it up in the books. And Finn's like, well, I would, you know, get a refund on that law degree. And it was very sassy. And
oh, I like this. Yeah. I shouldn't delete it.
It was pretty funny. It was like a minute long. Okay. There was another scene with Byron in jail, and it was the detective's trying to figure out what, like, makes him tick. Mm. And at first, he's, like, so closed off. He's like, I had such a happy childhood. Like, it was nothing that you're going to, like, figure out. And then he just launches into this huge thing about how his mom and his best friend slept together when he was a kid. And so I was like, so that's what makes you tick.
Nah, I don't care. It was a dumb, stupid, deleted scene.
Yeah, it was like
scene.
3 minutes, too. It was like
I'm real glad they cut that out because I liked the scene where Amanda's like, he's so charismatic.
Yeah.
That's much more interesting.
Oh, kind of just breaking up the deleted scene for a second. I really had wished that we would have seen this guy before. Like, when they do continuations, yeah. I always want there to actually have, like, set it up, like, 4 years ago or something.
Right. They started to do that. More so in the later seasons, like season 14 and above, they've started doing stuff like that. But I agree that if this is the first case that Rollins like came in on, I would have liked his name mentioned back then and then been like, we'll figure that out later. It's kind of like when they brought in Guillermo Diaz for an episode where they tied it back to this real cute clip where Kragen comes in and he's like, you want coffee? And Benson's like, yeah, and four eggs and this and that and bacon and whatever. And she's like, coffee's fine. And he's like, you crack him? And he's like, yeah, 9 hours. That tiny clip that had nothing to do with anything years ago tied into something.
Yeah.
I appreciated that.
Yeah, I agree. Like, because, oh gosh.
Could you not die? We're in the middle of an after show.
Sorry. But yeah, I just wish they would have, like, planted that seed. Or even when they use, like, the old clips. I think it was, like, episode 300 or something.
Yes.
I just would just have liked faked that. It? Yeah, they faked it. Like, just fake it for me. Because I had to look on IMDb. I was like, has this guy been in
he
this
was not.
Before?
Nope,
like,
not at all.
That's a bummer.
I think it would have been very smart of them to, in the first 14 seasons, to just start throwing out names. And,
right?
And, like, just saying weird things. Like, we'll get to that eventually. Maybe.
Yeah. That would have been nice. Mm-hmm. Anyway, next deleted scene.
Okay.
Someone on Twitter actually requested we talk about this one. It's one where Carisi comes in, and it was very funny. And Barba and Olivia are talking in her office, and Carisi comes in, and he's like, with all of this research that I've done, I've figured out that the wife is going to testify. And Barbara's like, yeah, I did too, because I, like, have a notice from the judge that says that exact thing. And Carisi's, like, super offended. He's like, this is why the world hates lawyers. Because he, like, thought about this so hard.
That's so funny.
It was so cute. They're like, oh, wow, did you, like, come to this on your own? And he's like, I did. And they're like, that's so impressive. And Olivia did look a little proud mom. It was very sweet. But Barbara's like, yeah, we knew that.
They should have left that in. That
was
so good.
Yeah, it was really funny.
You tie that in with a guy peeing on girls. Like, that's a great episode.
Classic. This is why this one's probably not a classic, because I didn't keep it in.
Yeah.
And then we just have one where Dworkin is just, like, just extra. That's it.
I saw it. He was extra.
That was the whole thing. It was just more of him being extra, basically.
Good. Yeah. So we agree that they cut out three good ones, and they should have kept one.
They should have kept two, because they didn't need the whole backstory about the mom and the friend sleeping together. We decided the jail. So two, you guys were two and two.
All right.
50-50.
50-50. Speaking of 50-50, you are doing something for the sport thing that's happening.
Yeah, so it's March Madness right now.
I don't know what that means.
It's some basketball stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, who needs basketball when you have Law & Order SVU?
Yep.
So, on my Twitter account, I have been doing a SVU lawyer bracket, and we are down to the final two of the best lawyers.
I'm shocked at who it is.
Yeah, it's Alex Cabot and Casey Novak. But, for your reference, the final four had Rafael Barba and Elizabeth Donnelly.
Nice.
Which I was like, because she went against Sonya Paxton, and Sonya Paxton's like a pretty fan favorite, so she edged her out, though.
Sonya grew on me eventually.
I liked Sonya a lot.
All right. Well, check out those brackets and we'll tweet out those deleted scenes.
Yes.
And we'll tell you where after predictions. Woo. Nope. Nope.
Okay. There we go.
There it is. Thanks. Predictions. Okay, so the episode ended with Cassidy being there, and next episode, the baby drama continues.
It does.
And we will be doing episode 2 next week.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we're doing next week.
Let's do it.
Yep. Because there aren't new episodes yet.
Nope.
Okay. While we know what happens, so we're not going to specifically predict, but in SVU fashion, we all know, like, we saw literally that she did not hurt her child maliciously. So, and everyone knows that Benson would never.
Never.
And Cassidy is in love with her. So, you know, that we're pretty sure they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
That said, here's my prediction, and I still hold on to it, and nothing, nothing will change it. Cassidy and Benson are endgame.
Oh.
They are endgame. They're meant to be. When this episode first aired, I was like, this is it. He's coming back. They're going to be together. I stand by it.
See, I'm still holding out for the Elliot return.
Yeah, but we already discussed that, didn't we?
If we're discussing endgame, though, yeah, that's a hefty word to just throw around.
I do not just throw around.
So we have two they sides have been, of the fandom represented now. That's good.
Look, Cassidy and Benson have been together since season one. It has been there from the beginning. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and now we're inching towards the right place at the right time.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad at them.
Because he's mayhem?
Because he's in those commercials. I'm like, you know,
he's hard mayhem, to and I'm a big fan. I would get that insurance.
Like I said, though, I pretty much eat whatever the writers feed me. I'm like, yeah, okay, this sounds pretty good.
Oh, no.
I do like the season one connection. Now, that's cute.
Yeah.
Sweet.
They're meant to be.
I like couples with history.
Mm-hmm. And they have history.
They have history.
And it only gets worse.
Yeah. It just, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's my prediction, and I will always stand by it until they kill him, that they are endgame.
All right.
Yes.
There you go.
Any other thoughts?
I don't know. I'm bad. I'm, like, bad at not spoiling things. I'm not going to, like, predict anything since I obviously have already watched them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think we're going to be seeing some more Noah.
Yep.
Niel's so excited.
At least it's the best of the Noahs.
You get the best Noah.
The best of the Noahs. He also, like, is all over the SVU Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That actor, like, does a bunch of stuff with them. I think they're trying to compete with This Is Us.
Oh.
That's my theory.
On the same network.
Uh-huh. Trying to be like, we got cuter kids. Wrong.
Wrong. Should I do an NBC show March Madness bracket next?
No.
Because this one would win.
Yes. Okay. Because this is the greatest show of all time.
You're not wrong.
I am aware. All right. On that note, let us tell you where we can find all the things that we're going to tweet out of you. Taylor.
Yes, you guys can find me on Twitter at @Elphaba_Anne and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. I'm also here every Tuesday doing the Unreal and Rise after shows. And obviously, I'm here every Thursday doing the SVU after show.
Yay! I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YAELTYGIEL. And starting next week at some point. Yep, I think it's next week. Legion is returning. That's right, the FX show in the X-Men universe. Hell yes, I'm leading it. So check that out. And I'll be guest hosting on the Magicians finale next week.
Ooh.
Yes, Magicians. But also, Law & Order Special Victims Unit, the greatest show of all time.
The most important one.
The most important one. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dun, dun.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.